This week's segment is dedicated to all the people who have been affected by the current New South Wales bushfires and to the brave volunteers of the Rural Fire Service, saving lives and property all over my home state. Our thoughts are with you all. This is Spare Parts, your World of Warcraft engineering questions answered. Hi Junior Engineers, we're going back again to the past to the great little item that is just overlooked by a majority of leveling engineers. This can provide you with a nice little surprise DPS boost while travelling through the level 60 to level 70 range. It's the Gnomish Flame Turret. I found this handy little device while on tour in Outland and looking for a little bit of extra firepower as well as a levelling tool. This is a consumable device that sets up a flame belching turret that auto tracks and causes, of course, fire damage to any enemies that stray too near for 45 seconds. This device is perfect for melee classes and those that would like to have a little bit of extra oomph to help get pesky mobs down. The Gnomish Flame Turret comes in a pack of 3. It's on a 1 minute cooldown and it lasts for 45 seconds, so you could have one of these up nearly all the time on a longer fight. Once the turret has been destroyed, or fails after 45 seconds, once the coast is clear, you can salvage the wreckage and get back some of your mats or junk that can be sold for cash, helping make this device more cost effective. Unfortunately, the turrets do not scale with level. This makes them very strong at level 60, but at level 70 they're not quite so tough. To make a pack of 3 turrets, first you will need to be a Gnomish Specialized Engineer and be skill level 325. However, please note that although to make the turret you need to be specialised, you don't actually need to be Gnomish specialised to use it. You will need an adamantite frame, 2 handfuls of feliron bolts, 3 elemental blasting powder, and a feliron casing. Take these to an anvil with your hammer and your arclight spanner, and you will soon have a pack of 3 turrets. These can be dropped at your feet to make what is essentially a non-moving pet. In battlegrounds, these turrets can make a flag carrier drop the flag, great for in the flag room. Also good for keeping those tricky rogues from sneaking up on you because they will auto-track and attack whatever is closest to them. Just remember to salvage it afterwards for your scraps. And that's it for this week. To send me WoW engineering questions, please send emails or voice recordings to spareparts@gmail.com or contact me on Twitter at Moogyver, M-O-O-G-Y-V-E-R, and I'll do my best to answer them for you, either by email if it's complex or in a segment. Spare Parts is downloadable direct from iTunes or from spareparts.podomatic.com for the full catalogue of past segments. So until next time, stay safe. Remember that only you can prevent forest fires, and tinker with pride.